plant tissues. The main plant tissues are meristematic tissue and permanent tissue. Permanent tissues. They are tissues that consist of mature cells that are no more undergoing cell division and differentiation. There are three permanent tissues, namely dermal, ground, and vascular tissue. It should be noted that each permanent tissue is produced by specialized tissues called meristematic tissue. It should also be noted that each permanent tissue is made up of one or more of the fundamental tissues mentioned earlier or their derivatives. Each permanent tissue has its primary tissues found in the primary plant body and the secondary tissues found in the secondary plant body. Grouping tissues in terms of functions. Tissues can also be grouped as dermal tissue, vascular tissue, meristematic tissue, and supportive tissues. Dermal tissues are protective tissues. Dermal protective tissue is the one that covers the plant body. There are two types of protective tissues in plants. They are the epidermis, which protects the primary plant body, and two, the cork, which protects the secondary plant body. Epidermis is a protective tissue that covers the primary plant body. That is the green part of the plant. It implies that it covers the stem of the herbaceous plant and the leaves of both herbaceous and woody plants. Description of the epidermis. 1. A single layer of rectangular cells. 2. Cells closely packed. 3. Outer part of the layer is thickened with cuticle made of waxy substance called cotton. The cuticle is permeable to gases. The cuticle prevents loss of water by evaporation and also prevents infection by pathogens. 3. Pores called stomata exist between some of the cells. 4. Specialized epidermal cells called guard cells around each stoma and regulate its size. 5. The epidermal cells lack chloroplasts, except in the guard cells. 6. The epidermis bears multicellular hairs called trichomes. Adaptation of the epidermis to function. 1. Closely packed cells to reduce water loss and also prevent entry of pathogens. 2. Cuticle prevents evaporation of water and entry of pathogens. 3. Guard cells regulate stomatal size. 4. Stomata for exchange of gases and transpiration. 5. Epidermal hairs to regulate water loss. 6. Chloroplasts in guard cells makes photosynthesis possible, which eventually enable opening and closure of stomata. And the last one, absence of chloroplasts in epidermal cells to allow efficient absorption of sunlight by photosynthetic tissue beneath. Functions of epidermis. 1. Protection of the primary plant body and leaves against desiccation. 2. Protection from mechanical injury. 3. Protection from infection by microorganisms. It should be noted that it is interesting that the epidermis is the cellular layer that covers the outer surface of primary plant body. The epidermis secretes a non-cellular layer called cuticle, which lines the outer surface of epidermis. Cuticle is made up of fatty substance called cotton. Cuticle is waterproof and semi-permeable to gases and water. It is an antiseptic that prevents the growth of microorganisms such as the fungi and bacteria on the leaf. The cork or periderm. The cork is the protective tissue wood part of plants. The cork cells are flat. They contain waxy substance called seborrheic. They are closely packed. Its points are loosely packed cork cells, where gaseous exchange occurs between the secondary plant body and the environment, and they are called lenticles. Vascular tissues. Vascular tissue is the tissue responsible for transport of materials in plants. The two types of vascular tissues are phloem and phloem. It should be noted that some cells in the vascular tissues are dead. Living cells have cytoplasm and nucleus, in other words, protoplasm. The phloem. The phloem is the vascular tissue for water transport in plants. The phloem consists of four types of cells, namely vessel elements, the trichocytes, the parenchyma, and the fibers. All cells are dead at maturity except phloem parenchyma. All are lignified except phloem parenchyma. Significance of lignification. 1. It provides strength and support. 2. It provides waterproof walls in order to transport water effectively. The phloem vessels or vessel elements. 1. The largest conducting tubes. 2. Dead at maturity. 3. Elongated tubes with no ends. 4. Cells walls are thickened with lignin. 5. Depending on the position of lignin in the cell walls, vessel elements are of four types, namely annular, spiral, pitted, and reticulate vessels. It should be noted that vessel elements are of types based on the deposition of lignin in the wall. 1. Annular. Its secondary deposition occurs as rings. 2. Spiral. Its secondary deposition occurs in the form of coils. 2. Pitted. Its secondary deposition occurs throughout except in areas called pits. 4. Reticulates. Its secondary deposition forms a network. Tracheids. The elongated cells with tapering ends, lignified cells walls. Cells walls have pits and depressions. The pits allow lateral transfer of fluid and dissolved materials between neighboring cells. It should be noted that pits are regions of the cell wall with full primary cell wall and thin or no secondary cell wall, but fibers. The phloem parenchyma. It has thin walls, it has cytoplasm and nucleus. It maintains a protoplasmic content at maturity. It's found between other phloem cells. Functions of the phloem parenchyma. 1. Food storage and radial transport of food and water. Functions of phloem tissue. 1. It transports water and mineral salt. 2. Mechanical support. It should be noted that transport function is provided mainly by vessel elements and then followed by tracheids. Lignin and lignification. Lignin is a polymer of various derivatives of alcohol. Lignification is the deposition of lignin between cellulose molecules. Significance of lignification. 1. Rigidity. 2. Waterproof. Lignified cells are dead because protoplasm can no longer absorb water. Lignified cells can transport water because loss of protoplasm provides hollow space. Lignification provides waterproof tubes. The phloem. The phloem tissue consists of three main types of cells. All the cells are living at maturity. Cells in the phloem tissues are sieve tubes, companion cells, and phloem parenchyma. The sieve tubes is elongated tubes. They are living cells having cytoplasm but no nucleus. They have end walls called sieve plates. The sieve plates are perforated for vertical transfer of materials. Cytoplasmic protoplasm strands run from one cell to the next through the perforations. Functions. Transport dissolved food materials such as amino acids and sucrose. Companion cells. They are adjacent or associated with each sieve tube. They are narrow cells. They have dense cytoplasm. Function. It controls the activity of the sieve tubes. It provides energy that allows organic compounds into the sieve tubes. The flame parenchyma. It occurs among the sieve tubes and serves as a packing filling tissues. Differences between slime and flame. 1. The slime has lignified walls, but the flame has no lignified walls. The flame has most of the cells dead, but flame, all the cells are living at maturity. The slime, it transports in upward direction only, when flame transporting both upward and downward direction. In flame, it does not transport sucrose, but in flame, it transports sucrose. Meristematic tissues. In plants, cell division takes place in special regions called meristems or meristematic tissues. Cells in this region undergo repeated mitotic division and are called meristematic cells. All plant cells are produced by meristematic cells, after which they differentiate into any of the specialized cells and tissues. Meristem is the embryonic tissue capable of dividing. There are two main types of meristematic tissues, namely apical meristem, which gives rise to tissue of primary plant body, and lateral meristem, which gives rise to the tissue of secondary plant body. Characteristics of meristematic cells. 1. It has a thin cell wall. 2. No vacuoles. 3. Small. 4. Plastic cells. 5. Dense cytoplasm. 6. Axodiametric. 7. Repeated. Distribution or types of meristematic tissues. 1. Apical meristems. These are the dividing tissues at the tips of the plants and give rise to primary growth. It's located at the tips of fruit and shoot apex and in the basal stems. Functions. 1. It produces cells giving rise to primary growth in stems and roots. There are three types of apical meristems. 1. The dermatogen, which produces epidermis. 2. The periphyllum, which produces cells of ground tissue. 3. The pleurum, which produces cells of primary vascular tissues. 2. Lateral meristems or secondary meristems. A lateral meristem is also called cambium. Lateral meristems or cambia are meristematic tissues, which give rise to tissues of secondary plant body or secondary growth. The general function of lateral meristem, it gives rise to secondary growth. The types of meristems, there are two types of cambia. A. The vascular cambium or vascular cambium. Vascular cambium is a secondary meristem that gives rise to secondary slime and phloem during secondary growth. Location. It's located between slime and phloem in dicotyledons and root stem. Its function. It produces cells of the secondary vascular tissues. B. Cork cambium. Cork cambium is a secondary meristem that gives rise to periderm and other tissues during secondary growth. Location. It occurs in the context. Function. It produces a protective cell tissue called cork and secondary cortex. Apical meristem is a group of dividing cells at the tip of plants. The activity gives rise to increase in length of plants. Apical bud is an undeveloped shoot at the apex of plants. Apical bud is made up of apical meristems, supportive tissues. General functions of supportive tissues. These tissues provide strength, rigidity, flexibility, and resilience. Support is achieved through rigidity, strength, rigidity, thick lignified walls, and tight packing of cells. Supportive tissues in plants. 1. parenchyma, 2, colenchyma, 3, sclerenchyma, 4, lame, 5, pericope.